Hey,
welcome to find a therapist. Guys, it is 10:30.
Full disclosure, I feel like I went to war.
We had a really long day. So we were at a friend's house and then we were going back home to record the podcast, and we had a little bit of a emergency.
Literally.
Nicole's dad had medical stuff. He's fine.
Completely fine. He just got a little scared. Yeah. So we had to go to the emergency room. And that's where we just were for about an hour.
But guess what? We're here now to talk about friendship breakups.
Yeah. Guys, I'm just putting in just a little FYI disclaimer. My stomach is being relentless right now, so please just don't mind me.
All right.
If I start, like, hiccuping or, like, making weird noises, literally mind your own business, okay?
Also, if you're watching this on YouTube, also mind your business, because I look a wreck. I have mascara running down my face.
Yeah.
I have, like, clothes that are kind of wet.
You still have your hospital badge on.
I still have my hospital visitor badge on.
Dude.
Like, things are rough.
It looks like we're wearing the same shirt, too, if you're watching. Anyways.
Okay, friendship breakup. So we did. We said last podcast that this is the topic, and we stuck to it for once. So here we are. And how do we begin this? I don't even know.
We could just talk about how long we've been friends first.
Right. Oh, we're talking about, like, personal stuff, too. Okay.
Right?
Yeah, we can talk about it.
Well, yeah, because there's also been, like, Movie Star Planet. Do you remember that?
Yeah, so basically, Nicole and I have been friends since we were in elementary school.
Children.
And I don't know. I think we became friends on our own, or did we were we forced into friendship?
I think at first we were forced into friendship. Like, before you had ended up being in my class, my mom made me go to your house. Or you came to my house?
Yeah, something like that.
I just remember my mom was like, you need to be friends with my friend's daughter. And then I was like, okay. And so we hung out. And then I remember you invited me to your birthday party the first time we hung out. And then we ended up being in the same class. So we would have been friends anyways.
Yeah.
We just met like a month earlier.
Yeah. So that's how that happened. And in fifth grade, I think we've been friends since like literally like first. Like we've known each other for that long. Anyway, so fifth grade is when I remember us getting like really, 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 really close. To the point where we started getting in arguments.
Yeah.
Because
we had the same homeroom.
Yeah, we did. Well, we had the same fourth grade, too.
Oh, we did. Yeah. I don't remember fourth grade at all.
Anyways.
Fifth grade was so dramatic for me.
Yeah, so we had a lot of weird drama, I think, in fifth grade.
I really just want to talk about the first friendship breakup. It was even like, I don't remember what happened, but it's because of Movie Star Planet.
Yeah, it was.
Do you remember?
Yeah, it was.
I think we got in trouble, like, with the front office.
I don't remember what happened either.
It was because I put on my bio. I remember we were on FaceTime or something, and I put in my bio, Cutie Pie is poop.
Dude.
And it became this huge argument. And I was like, I was kidding. And you're like, you were hurt by it. And I was like, frick. And then I just remember that the principal? Well, she wasn't a principal, but the headmaster was like, you guys can't be cyberbullying each other.
I don't even remember that. But
I just remember that so vividly.
I feel like as we got older, we went through a lot of like it's almost like we didn't admit that we were best friends anywhere, like to anyone. Like we kind of just kept it to ourselves, I feel like. Because we were a part of completely different friend groups. And like everyone knew we were friends, but like I feel like we were always best friends, but like we didn't really show it to anybody. Does that make sense?
No, that makes sense. And I kind of never even realized it until like way later when I was thinking back on middle school, and like it like never like occurred to me. I was like, wait, yeah, like those, like you were never with that group.
Yeah. So
and for some reason I just was always like, yeah, but then I was like, wait, no.
Yeah.
That was just like a totally separate like friendship.
Mm-hmm. We were like off to the side.
Yeah. Almost. It was so weird. Like I never like realized till later. I was like, oh wait. Like, I don't know. You never were with... Yeah, I don't know.
I don't know. I find it crazy.
No, it is, yeah.
And then...
I think school friendships are always so, like, crazy.
Cause, so weird.
Yeah. everyone has so many different, like, groups and, like, different friendships that don't, like, cross over.
Yeah.
Even though you're in the same school.
We were in a small school. Yeah, like, in a school. I think our class had, like...
It was 72 people at one point. That's all I remember.
So it was really small.
Yeah.
Nicole is eating a cashew, guys.
Don't mind me.
Sorry.
I'm crunching over here.
So while she's eating a cashew, I'll continue. So then we get to high school, and I feel like it was fine. Like, it was fine. Let's get to, like, the worst part, which was not too long ago.
It was...
Because I feel like, obviously, elementary school stuff, like, we were kids, you know?
It's just funny.
It's just funny. it's just so funny. And it's obviously... It's funny to talk about now because we've been friends for so long.
Right.
Like, we've been through a lot of, like, rocky stuff. Obviously, that stuff doesn't matter because we were literally 10 years old. But it's just funny to bring up.
Yeah. It's also just funny to see what you got mad at when, like...
When you were little.
Yeah. When you're little, what would, like, piss you off? And then looking back and you're like, Nicole, what?
Like, yeah, no. Girl. Obviously, we're kids. Yeah. It happens. So, anyways, let's get to the recent part. And I don't want to name any names in this video.
Right.
But basically, okay, so what kind of started all of this was it was a graduation party.
Yeah.
And it was, how do I even, like, what even, okay, again, I can't say names, that's the problem.
Yeah, I know, it kind of makes it hard. It was kind of a disaster. I don't really know. Like, it really shouldn't have been.
No, it shouldn't have been.
But, like,
we have to just tell them that it was a combined graduation party, right?
Because
Nicole and I are class of 2020.
Yeah.
So, we threw a graduation party together, like, months later. It was, like, August or something. Yeah. Like, it was later. It was, like, after graduation.
Yeah, it was really later.
Anyway, so we invited, like, Nicole invited, like, her friends, and then I invited my friends. So everyone was just mixed in this one, in a group.
Yeah.
And it was the weirdest situation.
Yeah. You would think that people would just mingle. Considering, like, I don't know. Were they?
No one mingled.
Yeah, no one really. I just thought for some reason that they would all get along, and then no one mingled. Like,
there was no mingling.
It was just, like, kind of awkward. And it wasn't really even our fault. It was just, like, I don't know.
It wasn't our fault at all.
No, they just... It's just... I don't know.
The people there were... not their fault either. It's no one's fault. Well...
It's no one's fault. Collectively, mostly.
Do you know what I'm talking about? Anyways, sorry.
No, I know.
I can't throw shade on here.
I know. I wish we could.
I can't even, like, explain it fully because I don't want to... So, anyways, there was a lot of miscommunication because of the tension. Like, the energy was so off that entire party. It was just so strange. So, anyways, I couldn't confront the person that I wanted to confront. So, I told Nicole, and it just, things exploded, and we just never really spoke for a year.
Yeah.
A year, guys.
Yeah, it was, like, about a year.
It was a year.
Yeah, that was so stupid. I also think that was a lot my fault. Because I was just, like, I think I had a lot that I knew I needed to deal with, and I didn't want to deal with anything. So instead, I resorted to literally running away. So, like, in that year, I was just not living here. I left. I was like,
you
know what? Yeah, I was just like, oh, I don't got to deal with anything. I'm just going to go to New York and pretend nothing, like, you know what I mean? So I just, like, didn't deal with anything.
Yeah.
I mean, yeah.
For me, okay, so I remember, like, contemplating, and this is a huge lesson for everyone listening, to always, like, communicate in the healthiest way. I feel like normalize communication because I feel like if it's not normalized, when you do it, it's like, whoa, like, why are you coming at me?
Yep.
Because I feel like in our friendship, like, prior to that happening, I feel like it obviously taught us a lot. But prior to that, I feel like we'd never expressed anything to each other.
No.
Which is the problem. Yeah. And we've been friends since, again, like...
Children.
Kids.
Yeah.
And so all these years, like, build up. And even if it's little stupid things, like fifth grade stuff or...
Right.
Like, it builds up in, like, in your subconscious brain. Mm-hmm. And if you never speak about it, things like this happen. You just, like, don't know how to express feelings to each other in the best way possible.
Yeah, no. I still am really bad at communication. And, like, I can't, like, tell people when, like, little things of, like, oh, I don't know, like, you do this, this pisses me off. Because I'm like, oh, like a day later, oh, God, there he goes. I'm like, oh, I don't care anymore.
Yeah, right.
Which is, like, bad. And I know I should be better at it, but I started, like, trying to practice communication a little bit better, at least just with my family first. Like, I have to, like, practice run it. Because I'm just not, I don't know. I don't know how to communicate, literally.
Something I've learned, like, through that. Mm-hmm. Well, let me talk about that a little bit more because I feel like I'm skipping over it. For me, I remember, like, contemplating sending the message that I sent. Mm-hmm. And the second I sent it and, like, got a reply, I was like, yeah, that was so – I shouldn't have said anything.
Yeah. Because I don't even remember. I
knew what was going to happen.
I just remember I was really mad, but I don't even remember what I was really mad about.
And I wasn't then, mad. I was just upset. I wasn't mad. Yeah. I don't think I was ever mad. Ever. Like, I don't really get mad, especially at close friends. I just was, like, thrown off after a little bit.
I was really frustrated, but I kind of don't remember why I was frustrated.
I have no idea.
I don't really want to look back.
No, let's not pull it up.
Because I'm going to cringe so hard and be like, oh, my God.
Let's not pull it up. There's no reason to pull it up.
No.
But, yeah, it led to us not talking for a year. We rekindled the friendship like not even a year ago. Hasn't been a year.
No.
And I remember like TBH, I don't know if I thought we were ever gonna speak again.
Yeah.
I didn't think we would, because in my eyes, like, you were in New York. I was like, okay, like, why would I don't know. And I was like nervous. I was nervous to reach out. And funny story, I ran into Nicole's mom at the gym. And she said, text her right now. So I was like, this must be a sign from the universe.
Yeah.
So I did.
Yeah.
And here we are.
Yeah. I think you saw my mom a few times, didn't you?
Like twice?
Because she always told me, she was like, you need to reach out to Gaito. And I think it was by like July. We're like, because for at least like, because this is messed up on my point of view. I was like, oh yeah, I'll be able to get my friends back. But because obviously like I didn't want to tell anyone like... What? How New York was going.
Oh.
So, like, I knew I was going to end up back home, but I couldn't tell people that. For some reason, it was, like a pride thing. Where I was like, no, I can make it in New York. So, like, it was, like, by July where I was like, ooh, I feel like I should reach out to my friends again. Because I was, like, already, like, I think I need to go home. And I remember that was when I had reached out to one friend who I won't say, but... I had called her and I hadn't talked to her also in a year. But oh my God, no, dude. I go on and on about friendship. I wish I could name names.
No, same. And I honestly think that if that hadn't happened, I learned a lot from it, to be honest.
Oh, I learned so much
from that experience specifically because I remember like being so distraught over it.
Mm-hmm.
Like I wasn't okay. Like after it happened, I was distraught and in my head, I had a lot of regret. I was like, because I felt like it was my, because like I sent what kind of kicks. Everyone's going to blame themselves in every sort of situation like that.
Yeah.
So I was just like, yeah, you could have done that differently. And I feel like the whole thing could have been done differently. Like we could have just sat down and been like, yo, why was the grad party so weird?
I know.
Because it's not like it was anyone's fault.
No, it really wasn't.
We could have just
had it. It was like kind of out of our control.
No, it was completely out of our control. Yeah. And it just like, for some reason... did that to her.
Yeah. I don't know, because I also blame myself for it too, so like,
well, I feel like everyone does.
No, I do think though, like, in some situations I realize in like a lot of my personal like friendship breakups, because this has happened like a few times,
right?
And there's been two times where it's been like permanent, like, or I mean technically more, but that was like pre-fifth grade, so like I don't really count it, but like being older and like having to cut friendships off. And I realize sometimes it's like one person that you have in your life that kind of trying to tear everything down. And I never like really deal with it or realize and put together, oh, like, okay, there's a connection here.
Yeah.
And then having to rip the band-aid and actually like be like, okay, this person is not good for me. And they're not like, I don't know, like, they're not like,
no, yeah, I get it,
because they're not trying to support
me. We both
me.
Had someone like that.
Uh-huh. Like, they're not
during all of this.
Yeah, like, they're not there for me. They're preying on my downfall.
No, period. It's true.
Yeah,
it's true.
And I think at least a good thing for me, I had a lot of clarity on friendships in my life and like what is an actual friendship that's benefiting me and what is like a friendship that just feels bad to
yeah,
me.
Yeah, you know? There's like a tweet or like a quote or something that I saw. It's like, notice how people make you feel.
Yeah.
Like when you're with them, like what do you feel? And I honestly resonated or like kept that in mind. Mm-hmm. A lot when I'm with people, and I finally feel like I have a perfect circle around me, because I feel like for a lot of my life, it's not like we were the only friend. I dealt with so many like friendship breaks prior to that, and like bad ones too, like even when I was little, like my best friends were always kind of ripped apart. I have a lot I could talk about friendship, because I feel like I always felt like the person closest to me like got ripped out of my life, because not even in a like breakup way, but my best, like one of my best friends moved away abruptly, and it really affected me. So I'm very sensitive with like when people stop being,
because
I'm like, I'm so much more appreciative now to have people like right by, like I can just go hang out with them whenever I want, and I'm like, that's not something I take for granted anymore. After my friend moved away.
No, I could go on and on about friendship. I really wish I could just hear sit here and spill tea and name names, because that'd be fun.
It'd be so much fun, but I can't. I really can't. I can't even like say certain things, even not naming names, because I just don't want the person to listen and like pick up that I'm talking about them. Because also, I don't want to do that. It's not cool.
Yeah, I can't prey on their downfall unless they deserve it.
And because I didn't do everything right either.
Right. Yeah.
So it's like people could say things about me too. So it's like no one's perfect. Like I've fucked up many times in a lot of my friendships, and just part of.
I think there's also, because I had one friendship that I, we stopped being friends, and like, I am fine with this person now, like 2-3 years later, literally. But like, I think sometimes when I get scared to like be honest with them about like, hey, like I can't be around you because of this, this, and this. And like, I just can't do it. And like, I will twist the truth a little bit so that it doesn't seem I'm like mad at them for that exact reason. You know what I mean? Like,
I get it.
Yeah. So I've had a lot of friendships, or one or like two friendships end because I like couldn't properly communicate. Like, I had a whole friend group completely split up because of this. And like,
spit up.
Yeah. Split up because I couldn't properly communicate. And I was like, and I would like switch up and be like, no, I'm mad at this person actually. And be like, oh, no, I'm mad at you, but I can't tell you. I'm like, I have to be like, I can't be your friend, but I couldn't tell them.
Here's the thing. I don't even think it always needs to be said either.
Yeah.
I feel like we need to normalize, because not everything needs to end in a big argument.
Yeah, no, either. It doesn't. Yeah.
Like a lot of friendships, you can just go your separate ways. And like eventually, if you guys want to rekindle or you guys, you know, bond again, because a lot of times like you kind of just grow apart from people and like it's normal. Like I don't know why it needs to be a big deal, unless like we're all grown enough to just like be mature about things. Like I would never, unless someone did something terrible to me, be like, yo, you know, like cause a scene. Like I would just like kind of mind my business, because I've learned enough. Like that's not even I hate having unfinished business with people too. Like I hate when things just like split apart and nothing's resolved. Like if we're gonna stop being friends, like, and we do have like a disagreement, like I need to have some sort of closure. Like, okay, we respect each other, you know what I'm saying?
No, I get that, because then if not, you kind of resent them for
forever, and like it's not really something I want to do. But
that was me with that one friendship, up until like it was kind of like, oh, I didn't want to have to like really have to hang out with them again, but like it was just like a place and time thing, and they were just there, and like we talked about it, and I was like, okay, that kind of feels better now. Like it was a pretty bad friendship breakup, but it, like, it needed to happen. Like we did grow apart, and we were like, okay,
yeah,
deal with it. And yeah, I think that honesty is really important in a friendship.
100% You need to communicate, and you need to like be honest and like be real.
Yeah, you gotta be real, which is hard, especially when you're growing up. But
obviously, but I feel like if it's a friend and you trust them, like there shouldn't be fear in like being truthful. Like, I would never be rude. Like, there's a difference in, like, communication and, like, just blatantly being rude.
Being mean about it,
Like, don't be rude, because you're not perfect either. Mm-mm. Like, you probably do things that upset them mm-hmm. or, like, annoy them or whatever. So
it's the
like,
worst when people think that they're perfect, though.
That's something I've learned, is mm-hmm. I will never point fingers at the other person.
Yeah.
First.
Yeah.
Through all my friendship breakups, I'm like, okay, let me stop, like, pointing fingers mm-hmm. and let me point the finger at myself. Like, mm-hmm. what am I doing? Like, why mm-hmm. am I, like, am I just sensitive? Like, I don't know.
Yeah. No, and then every time I take a moment to think about myself, and then I'm like, oh, God, I'm gonna do everything wrong. Jesus yeah. Christ.
No, I'm in a good place with my friends now. I just feel yeah. like...
Yeah.
Hair clip. I just feel there. Like friendship breakups aren't talked about enough, which is no, why we not. Talked about it.
Yeah.
Because they are terribly hard.
It's kind of crazy, though, because even that isn't even shown in, like, movies.
Yeah, no.
Literally. Like, it's, not... it's never something that anyone talks about.
Yeah, no.
Yeah. It's weird.
And it's really like, difficult. Thinking about it. Like, no one talks about it enough. Like, it's so mm-hmm. hard.
Mm-hmm. Actually, I have seen a lot of TikToks of people saying, like, talking about, like, friendship breakups and or talking about, like, specifically, like, oh, like, you're best friends with someone and then, like, they cut you off and they don't give them a reason. You want to see, like, whatever. Uh-huh. So, like, I read the comments, like, yeah, this happened to me, whatever the heck. And it's, like, that's the only time I've ever seen anyone ever talk about, like, friendship breakups before. But it's coming from the point of view of, like, someone cut them off. Mm-hmm. You know?
Yeah, it's sad. But, yeah. you know.
But then I think back and I'm like, oh, I know someone, I wonder if this showed up on their For You page. And they're probably like, uh-huh, Nicole. And I'd be like, no, it's really, guys.
guys. No.
I tried to communicate. I tried.
I know. It's the most important thing. But also, like, I've learned that some people, we just, like, outgrow each other and we're not mm-hmm. as close anymore. Mm-hmm. Like, we're still, like, friends. Like, we'll go out to lunch here and there, but, mm-hmm. like, we're not friends like we used yeah. to be. And yeah. that's also a hard pill to swallow.
Uh-huh.
Like, things aren't how they used to be, but, like, obviously we're all, like, growing up and, like,
we and the change. Thing is, yeah, like, even if you tried to make it how it used to be, it'll never be like that.
No. And, yeah, like, why try? Why force people to be yeah, in your life?
Yeah.
Like, that's probably so... like draining
mm-hmm.
to like have to force someone to be in your life, or it's so draining to have like put effort into a friendship and not get it back
mm-hmm.
which is basically what that is
mm-hmm.
like it's so it's almost painful
like, especially if you're hanging out with people who like were old friends, like let's say like mm-hmm. I brought back my middle school friend group, we started hanging out again, it would almost feel like I'm taking back all of my like life progression, you know. Like yeah. progress as a person. I feel like I'm regressing if I went back.
Well yeah, because
and like we had great memories, but if I hung out with them again I would be regressing.
Yeah,
you know, I it would just it. Be wrong. I get like this is, I can't, you know.
Yeah, some
know.
People just aren't good influences. Weird. Yeah,
yeah.
That's kind of funny. That's kind of funny, not gonna lie. If I hung out with people I would just be regressing. Yo,
yeah,
real
I would. It's, I mean, I feel like, yeah.
Lesson learned.
That's why I can't do it.
What's the lesson learned here? The lesson learned here is...
communicate with your friends.
Yeah.
If you're having a disagreement with someone, journal it first.
Actually, give it 24 hours. If yes. you're still mad...
then you should...
then yeah. you can text them. But if yeah. you're just, like, raging with anger, yeah, don't
send a text when you're like, raging, yo, okay?
Cut it right there.
Yeah, like, write in your journal, okay? Get it. Because usually once you write it in a journal, then you're fine. You're like, okay, I'm an idiot. You're like, oh, my God. You need to calm down right now. But, yeah, give it this is the lesson. Give it 24 hours. Just give it 24 hours. If you're still mm-hmm. mad, confront them about it.
Yeah.
Okay? Or talk about it with your mom first.
Also, if you're, like, telling your best friend or whoever you're expressing, don't cut out all the parts that you fucked up. Like,
oh,
tell the yeah. truth, because you're just going to get biased advice. Like, don't you want genuine advice?
Mm-hmm.
Like, don't be afraid to be like, but I did this. Because people are obviously going to... mm-hmm. I hate when people mm-hmm. do that. Like, just say the truth, because people aren't going to give you, like, actual advice that you mm-hmm. should take and mm-hmm. consider if you cut out all the parts that...
You know what's worse than up. When they just cut it out and pretend it didn't happen is when they're like, no, that didn't happen. I was right.
Then you just need to look
and then they start being like, no, but I did this and I was perfect. I chose, like, you know what I mean? I was actually right in that situation and I was right in this one and you misunderstood it. They're like gaslighting you a little bit. That, I'm like, all right, you know what? You're going to hell. You are going straight to hell for that. Like, come on.
Yo.
What?
No, y'all need to be humbled for real.
Some people gotta be humbled out there, okay?
And like, we need to take a breather. I feel like we should go to hyperfixations. I feel like we've said enough.
Right. Ooh, I gotta actually think about mine.
Wait a second. My hyperfixation? Oh, this is the same. I would say like music.
I was gonna say I'm back on that summer 2011 music, but I'm gonna try and think of something else. Because I already said peanut butter and jellies.
Is it not a... is it not a fat podcast without talking about food? Guys.
Find a therapist.
It is a coincidence that the...
The anagram? No. Anagram? It's an anagram.
Abbreviation.
Wait, what's an anagram?
Wait, it's not an abbreviation.
It's an anagram. Guys, I'm searching up. Anagram. Isn't it anagram? Is like...
That sounds like some sort of medical thing.
No, I learned that from Phineas and Ferb.
You know what I learned from Phineas and Ferb?
What?
What's the...
Aglet?
Yes.
Anagram?
Can we play that anagram song in the car? Yes, yes.
A word or phrase formed by rearranging the letters into a different word.
Wrong. Incorrect.
Ugh. Like, I am Lord Voldemort.
Yeah, yeah. So, guys. God damn it. My hyperfixation is definitely, like, music. Like, putting in my AirPods and, like, blasting it to where, like, my phone gives me loud warnings on my health app. But, yeah.
I'm still reading books. I don't know if that's much of a hyperfixation though, but I am. Hyperfixation. I'm a beat. I think I can literally just say it's gotta be summer 2011 music again.
I think so, yeah.
It really is. It's I'll never be. There's
copyright.
A few,
right?
Yeah, I know, but there's a few of them that I'm really hyperfixated on.
All right, guys. Hope you enjoyed this episode. We really cranked this one out. Like, we were... Yeah.
I'm, like...
We're on the podcast grind.
Yeah.
You know what? Actually, like, revived now. A little bit.
I'm at a point where I'm... Half my head is asleep. Like, my ears aren't really working. And my eyes are, like... Because my contacts are done for the day. So, I'm, like... Like that.
Okay.
I feel like a zombie.
So we're going to end this now before we, like, to not make you guys go through more of this.
Yeah.
Have a good night. Or
if you want to follow us on anything, it's at Find a Therapist Podcast, except Twitter with two T's at the end. And that is all.
That's all. Have a good night. Have a good morning. Have a good day. And find good friends. Bye.
Keep calm and stream.
Find a therapist. Bye.